playing.
Friday morning news. Fake news.
Fake news.
Which...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you're about to read and report, Heather Lee, but there's a good chance on Monday I might be deciding the fate of somebody having to do with one of these stories. Here it is, Friday morning fake news. This is where we give you three news stories, two of which actually factually things that happened on this planet that are true. The other, not so much. If you could tell us of the three, which is not like the others and is the fake news story at 817-877-1921, you have scored yourself Billy Currington, Kip Moore, and more concert tickets. And are we prepared and ready?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are your three news stories, starting with story
number one.
You ever wonder why Californians are moving here in mass numbers? Well, that Golden State government can be a bit interesting. The latest issue, too many nutria. Those are the monster rodents that can grow up to 40 inches long. Yeah, they don't know what to do with all of these rat-like things, so they've asked locals to chip in, hunt them, kill them, and eat them. They promise they're delicious, nutritious, and taste like dark turkey or a... rabbit meat.
That's unfortunate. Story number one right there. Number two.
Number two.
Spring fashions have arrived. And if you're ever confused about what to wear, is it going to be jeans? Is it going to be shorts? Well, we've got a little of both. The hottest new trend is single leg jeans. See, one leg is long, the other very Daisy Duke. And you don't have to choose, but you do need to save up. A pair will set you back $440.
And then finally, story
number three.
National Cereal Day has arrived. You know, some people live on it, but is it ruining your diet? Researchers discovered that eating it out of a round bowl is really the way to go. It makes you feel more full and nourished. Meanwhile, the most popular cereal in America is still great with Frosted Flakes.
There you go, your three news stories presented right there. One of them is not true, though, or accurate, or factual in any which way. Hank fans, you tell us at 817-877-1921. To quickly review, is it story number one out there? The California government is telling everybody, you know, those little nutria things that look like groundhogs right there. Kill them, eat them, because we got too many of them.
Better than roadkill.
Story number two, the new fashion trend that'll set you back at least $440 and show off part of your bucks, your one-legged jeans.
You should buy your girlfriend some of those. She'd look so cute.
Or is it story number three here on Cereal Day that they actually suggest the best way to eat it is eating out of a round bowl, and that number one still is Frosted Flakes? You be the judge and jury on this one and decide the verdict. Good morning. Who's first up here? Friday morning fake news.
This is Stacy. I'm in Weatherford.
Hello, okay, Stacy in the Ford. Happy Friday.
Definitely. It's going to be pretty today.
Yeah. I wish we had more sun, though, because starting Monday, we're not going to have sunlight in the mornings. It's going to be darker. Do you like the time change? Which do you like more?
I like it just the way it is.
Do we like standard time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, not a fan.
She knows what she wants.
No. Yes, I want some tickets to Billy Currington, too.
That's right. Atta girl.
Let's spring forward to get to that. All right.
Okay.
One, two, or three, Stacy in Weatherford. Which is the fake news story?
One.
The California government says eat those rodents. Survey says
it's true.
Oh, Stacy.
Oh, that's gross.
And they call us backward.
Those nutria. I know in New Orleans they dig into the levees there, and that obviously creates a problem.
It's bound to be two then.
You'll have to talk to the foreman of the jury on that one. We'll have to find out.
All right.
Bless you, Stacy. Thank you, sweetheart.
Have a great day, honey.
All right. Good morning. You're next up here, Friday morning fake news. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Ronnie from DeLeon.
Hey, it's Ronnie DeLeon. You won yesterday, right?
No, sir. I lost.
You lost. Dang it.
That's unfortunate.
See? I'm so impartial, I don't even remember who won Will Afloat yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ronnie, it's a redemption story for Ronnie. Ronnie, you ever served on a jury of your peers?
Well, I've been to jury duty, never got chosen.
See? See, that's what I want to do. I want to go in, I want to punch my time card, nobody notices I'm there, and then I get to go home.
There you go. Hopefully it's not a long day.
I don't know, I've been chosen twice. They're both guilty as sin.
Well, when you raise your hand and say that I can't wait to be the foreman, I mean, that's obviously what better way to talk to the manager than to be it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, right. Ronnie, right here, you are benefiting from a jury of your peers. Stacy has already selected story number one. That was a true story. So two or three, which is the fake news story?
I'm going to go with two.
Two, the one-legged jeans as the latest fashion trend. Survey says.
It's true.
It is
a true story.
I think you would look so cute in them.
$440.
I know.
Not even a pair of jeans. How do you even classify that? It's not a pair.
I don't know.
It's a solo jean.
Sheens?
What if you get in a... You could literally be a one-legged man in a... kicking contest. Oh, man.
You could have one leg in the water and one leg on the land.
Ronnie, 2 days and two. Oops. Oh, man. Keep trying, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. He's going to think I'm being partial. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Good morning. Didn't you swoop in like a month ago on Friday Morning Fake News or something and pick up the last story that was available?
Possibly.
Yeah, she knows how to swoop.
Dang it.
I know how to swoop.
Man,
I had a swoop.
She's a swooper.
Swooping game.
She's
strong.
A swooper. So much swooping. All right, Christine. One is a true story. Two is a true story. So dare I say, what is the fake news story?
I'm going to go with three.
Number three.
Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Bang the gavel. What is that?
So actually, eating out of a square bowl is the way to go. And the most popular cereal is Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. Really? I can see that. Well,
I know, but so many nut allergies.
So Honey Nut Cheerios, that's different from the regular Cheerios, right?
Regular Cheerios is number two. Like, they got swooped.
Wow.
Somebody else just swooped in and took their top prize. Yeah. They're the Christines of the cereals. That's how that works.
Were they a cereal killer? No jokes. I gotta stop the jokes for jury duty coming up. But no joking here. Christine, you're going to Billy Currington.
Yay!
There it is. Friday morning fake news has been solved.
Amazing. And you know what? I hope y'all have the best morning ever.
Aww.
I really do.
I wish you'd said that at the beginning of the show, but yes, we're as far into it. We can turn it around. We can turn things around.
You can turn it around. I know you can.